Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Little ZZ Top bringing this back. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Adrienne Ott. She's the author of The 24-Hour Customer. She's the president of Exponential Edge Incorporated, exponentialedge.com, right, Adrienne?
That's correct.
And we're talking about the algorithms of customer care, customer service, ladies and gentlemen. The algorithms, meaning we're just using that analogy as a sort of a calculus, so a way for you to think about serving customers, not just selling to them, but getting them to come back, getting them to love you, getting them to fall in love with you, the experience that they have with you. But first, you have to find out what kind of experience they want, and then you have to find out how to give that to them and repeat that over and over again. That's all part of the calculus, isn't it, Adrienne?
That is, Jim. It really is amazing how these algorithms can change, that you define in your customer experience, can change your dynamic.
Well, the thing that I've been working a lot on in the last year or so, Adrienne, as you know, is this concept that competitiveness, merely being competitive, is not enough anymore to gain and maintain customers, to keep a customer. You've got to be relevant to them, because today they expect, when you and I go to buy something, we believe that we're going to find, we have access to the best price that's out there, the best availability that's out there, the best selection, the best service. We believe that's going to be table stakes because we got 1,000 options, right? The question is whether we're going to do business with the company that's more relevant to us. And part of relevance is what you're talking about with these algorithms of customer service.
That's correct, Jim. I mean, it's very interesting how customers, the 24-hour customers specifically,
right,
we're so time constrained and we have so little attention that it's really interesting the dynamics that this is causing in the industry. I was just reading this morning how pop-up stores are going to become a really big thing this Christmas. GameStop is going to be setting up sites, and even some online properties are going to put up some pop-up stores just to grab that moment of attention with the customer.
Right. Exactly. And I call that, I've actually given that a name. I call that the moment of relevance.
That is the moment of relevance.
It's an instant point, whether it be a discretionary time, whether it be an impulse thing, or whether they've been studying it for years or months or days or whatever, there's a moment when they're deciding between this one and that one. And by that time, by the time they boil it down to two, whether it be traditional brick-and-mortar decision or an online decision, by the time they boil it down to two, the decision is no longer about price. The decision is no longer about product or selection. The decision could be as simple as I like these people better than I like those people. This company remembered my name. That company didn't. This company has a phone number that works on my smartphone. It could be something like that. What do you think?
No, I think that's absolutely the case. You know, I know there's concern in the industry about showrooming, where people are coming in with smartphones into retail stores. But at the end of the day, what they're doing is a time value trade-off. They're trying to say, okay, I'm here at the store. If I can get this at the store for a reasonable price, I don't have to pay shipping, I don't have to wait.
And I can have it now, right.
I can have that now. But, you know, if somebody does come online and entices you, you know, with such a great price discount and they are willing to wait, obviously, that's going to have an impact, but I do think people will prefer to get it now and not have to.
Well,
think
the
about
other, the, but the other
to.
Thing is, as small business owners, we cannot be the cheapest, Adrienne. You know that because we have to charge more because we have higher. We have to get higher margins because we got higher expenses per gyration in our business than big companies do. But what we've got to do is we've got to find just those customers, and this is part of the algorithm. What we discover in the algorithms, as you talk about, We've got to find those customers who are willing to pay for our expertise, our convenience, the culture of our business, the values of our business. There are people who will pay for that. Some people won't. We don't need to waste our time on those people.
You know, that's right, Jim. You know, I started to look at some of these algorithms, and what you're describing is there's a whole bunch of what I call stray cat customers out there.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, and what's interesting is the retail industry specifically, I think, has trained a generation of stray cats.
Mm-hmm.
And what a stray cat is basically these are people that develop a distant relationship with your company, but they only come to you when there's food.
Right.
And so they'll join your loyalty club, but they'll join everybody else's,
right,
too.
Yeah.
And similar to a trophy spouse, it's easy to, you know, disillusion your ego and maybe even tell your boss, wow, I have all these fans on social media,
right,
or look at,
right,
all these people that are loving me. But you know what? Like a trophy spouse, they're loving you for your money.
Yeah. See, I've always wanted to be a trophy spouse. I'm inspired. I tell people that, you know, I always wanted to be a trophy husband.
And I always
felt like I had the ability to do that. I just, so far, so I just haven't pulled that off. You've got some other creatures that you want,
yes,
that you're going to explain to us. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk about, she's just introduced you to the stray cats. I love that. When we come back, she's got some other members of the animal kingdom that she wants to compare us to. I think you'll like, as we talk some more about algorithms of customer service with our good friend Adrian Knott. She knows more about this than anybody I know, folks. Her book is called The 24-Hour Customer. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
On,
but when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.